Harbor and Ports Advisory Board, Bob Martin, Jim Strumdahl, each got a vote. Hospital Board, 2 3-year terms. So there's a vote for Marlene Cushing.
Mayor Mark Jensen and the Borough Assembly tallied up 9 absentee ballots Thursday morning, adding to the totals for the various candidates, but not changing any results. Winners of the 2 seats on the Harbor Board are fisherman Bob Martin and business owner John Mergus. That was the only contested race on Petersburg's ballot. Mergus ended up beating former Harbor Master Jim Strumdahl for that second advisory board seat by 24 votes. The financial disclosure ballot measure passed 313 to 94. That's a margin of more than 3-1. That vote will mean the borough manager, assembly, school board, and planning commission members will no longer have to file income information with the Alaska Public Offices Commission, or APOC. Jensen and the assembly members joked about putting some more questions on the ballot to boost turnout as they waited for the final tally of votes at Thursday's meeting.
Anything to get more people to turn out. Well, maybe now that the APOC thing's not in effect anymore, we'll have more people apply for some of these positions.
The turnout was just under 16% this year, well below last year's 39%, and the lowest turnout for a regular municipal election in over a decade. Eric Castro and Nancy Strand were elected to the Borough Assembly. Strand starts up her second term, while Castro is a newcomer. Strand helped canvass the results Thursday morning. Castro was not at the meeting, but will be sworn in at a later date. Cheryl Feil and Jay Lister were re-elected to 3-year terms on the school board, while Mara Lutomsky was elected to a 1-year term. Marlene Cushing will continue on the hospital board for another 3 years, while Chris Tinas won a 2-year term. That board also has 2 seats that drew no interest. Gina Mucci won a seat on the Public Safety Advisory Board, which also still has a vacant seat. Dave Kensinger and Otis Marsh won 3-year terms on the Planning Commission, while Richard Burke and Tom Stearns won 2-year terms. The Planning Commission has 2 remaining seats that still need to be filled. The Library Board will have a full roster. Chelsea Tremblay won a 3-year term, and write-in candidate Mary Coppas was also elected for 3 years. There are still those 5 seats that need to be filled, and that can be done by assembly appointment. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.